97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy, what is it, Wednesday?
Yeah, sure.
I almost told you it was Thursday.
Sure,
I'm a real bummer.
I swear to you, I was going to say happy day before Friday right now.
Oh, wow. Well,
you should. Can we, anybody confirm that it's Wednesday? Anybody?
It's Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. Well,
all right, happy hump day.
It feels like a Wednesday. I can confirm by just how trashy I felt when I woke up this morning.
There you go. Good morning to you as well. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. What up, bro?
Hey, everyone.
Hey there, pal. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, or you can call in or text at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, Producer Brad.
What's up?
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
You're smart, bro. You're the only dude here wearing a rain jacket.
Yeah, you got to wear it indoors, too, just in case.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, we do have like an 80-foot walk across a outdoor bridge to get in here. So.
That's true.
It is, bro.
Never know what's going to happen.
All right, so hopefully you've survived the two rounds of storms that we've gotten so far this week. You should get a little break between now and this afternoon. Round three coming in this afternoon and tonight into all day tomorrow.
Wow.
Allegedly will be the worst part of the rain that we'll get this week.
Great.
So just FYI on that. But then Friday, sunny in the 70s and beautiful going into the weekend. It's going
to
be good.
Be able to see the ocean from, you know, the Griffith Observatory. For one day when it rains all the smog out there, you'll be able to see how close the water is.
I love Friday, man, because you just do a 360 here in SoCal, man. Like Brian said, like you see the beach. You could see the mountains just packed with snow, Wrightwood, Big Bear. It's absolutely beautiful, man, for one day.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, it is nice down here. I didn't know how close the ocean was. We need to go to the beach more.
You know what's also nice, man, is for those of you that work in offices and actually have to sit down for work and whatnot, Brian has been complaining about the chairs in our studio since we started.
Oh, no. You've all heard them. I'm not even going to tell. Like, you've heard them.
I'm not ignoring that they suck.
No, I've complained too.
I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about everyone in Southern California who listens to this show. You've heard a rattling, a creaking. You heard someone get up off a chair and the hydraulic's broken and it just flies up and bang.
It's embarrassing because we'll have artists, celebrities in the studio to do interviews and they'll sit down in the chairs and they just fall all the way down to the ground. And they're like, oh, this is awkward.
We're interviewing Ashley
Simpson,
and Evan.
Yeah.
And legit, was it Ashley or Evan that sat on it first?
Evan, he couldn't get the chair to stand, so he just kept shrinking down below the table.
Yeah. Literally, like a little kid, he's like down below the table, and then we were like, oh my gosh, this sucks. They're going to walk out on the interview because we don't have chairs that work.
And we even switched out chairs a couple times, same thing. We're like, well, this is,
we're like,
you know,
we're committed to make this work for you, Evan.
Yeah.
You know? And then we found out later they actually listened to the show, so they understand.
Yeah.
What goes on in here. But anyways, we got new chairs, guys.
It's a game changer.
Big day.
Thank you. Shout out to Lynn for all the guys putting them together yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm giving them a shout out because in case we need other stuff to get fixed in the studio.
Yes.
Lynn Duke, you did it, buddy.
Yeah,
you did
thank
it.
You. Everybody involved getting us new chairs. And for those of you that are listening that have to work standing up all day, sorry we're having this conversation on air about it.
Come by and try my chair. You'll love it.
We'll hook you up.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Listen, man, maybe you already woke up and you're having a bad day for whatever reason, whether you're stuck in traffic again, the rain, whatever your situation may be. And before I present the story that's going to bring a smile to your face, sometimes you allow the littlest things to steal your joy and your peace or the littlest situation with somebody. And I just want to encourage you, don't give them that power. For instance, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be open here. Like, there's something bothering me this morning that as soon as I took off and I jumped on the freeway on the 60 coming here, I'm like, dang it. It was really bugging me that this morning I was, you know, I took a shower, I put on my clothes, and not until I got in my car and I started moving around some more, I realized I put on a sweater that's actually my wife's.
Whoopsies.
And you know what I'm saying? We both have this really cool Santa Cruz surf sweater from Santa Cruz, California. My wife is from that area. And we got the same one. Obviously, hers smaller than mine. And when I lift up my hands, it feels like I have a halter top on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It bugs me because I don't want to move a lot because I don't want people to notice how tiny my sweater is, you know?
It's also one of those things that if you ever have clothes on that are just a little too small, like, you know, you wash jeans and they shrink.
Yeah.
Like the first 5 minutes, you just feel like the biggest fatso on the planet.
Exactly.
Like every move just reminds you of gotta get to gym, man. What's going on?
And it's not really my love handle's fault. No, it's my wife's sweater's fault. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, whatever it may be, something as small as that or maybe something big that's going on, hopefully this story cheers you up right here.
I would say that sometimes little things, if you just like irrationally get angry and rant about them in a funny way, that's kind
of
like, that makes your day better.
It's a way
like your day gets better by you just going, I'm wearing a tiny sweatshirt. Fat guy in a tiny hoodie.
And I know that's in right now, like, you know, skinny clothes and
crop
whatnot.
Crop sweatshirts, come on. I thought you were taking a cue from me. I was gonna give you a compliment.
It only works if you have like a skinny body structure. So anyways, here's the story, guys. And listen, for those of you that are parents or those of you that are brothers and sisters to a younger sibling, you know, when a baby comes into your family, you want the best for it. You want it to be 100% capable of doing everything. And unfortunately, there are times where babies aren't born 100%. And in this situation with this family, the Benjamin family, baby Scarlet was born 3 months early and she couldn't hear very well. And at 11 months, this just video just went viral. At 11 months, she received her first hearing aid for her ears to be able to hear finally perfectly clear, right? And so let me set up this video is that her sister, Haley, who's only 4 years of age, is right next to her at the moment that they place the hearing aids in her ear for her baby sister, who's 11 months. And she starts saying, baby sister, which her baby sister wasn't able to understand fully or hear beforehand.
Baby sister.
It's 11-month-old baby Scarlet hearing her sister for the first time, and she's just giggling and loving the vibe, loving the love. And man, what a great day right there. Hopefully that made you smile right there.
I mean, that baby would make anybody feel funny,
right?
Oh right?
She's not even saying anything funny. She's saying baby sister, and that baby's cackling like it's the greatest joke she's ever heard in her life. I would love to have a crowd full of that baby.
During one of your stand-up shows?
Exactly.
Winning.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're going to survive this thing called rain throughout this week here in SoCal, all right?
You know what's funny about the rain I just noticed is that people drive terribly.
Yeah.
People walk. Pedestrians are worse.
Yeah, still texting and walking, bro.
Texting, walking, it's like they're like, what is this? Water dumping on me. I must walk through this intersection. Not look. It's unbelievable how many people, and on bird scooters and stuff, just through West Hollywood,
yeah,
just blowing through La Brea and Beverly as if like kitty corner. Like, God,
the world is ending.
Yeah,
it's like an apocalypse.
What are you doing?
we freak Sanity. Out. We don't know what to do. But listen, you're going to get a little break this morning from the rain and a kick in for your afternoon commute through tonight into tomorrow. But then that's the last round. Round three of rain will be good to go for this weekend. So hang in there. Also, we got another $1,000 coming your way at 7:10 this morning. Hooking up with an Instagram 10 times a day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., all right? Stay tuned for that. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
Anna Faris has a few words about Chris Pratt's new fiance.
Ooh.
So is she nice or is there bad blood? We're going to talk about it coming up next at 6:50 in the Chelsea Report.
And that's Chris Pratt's ex-wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Getting interesting.
97.1 AMP.
AMP Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
Pumped about this news. So yesterday it was announced that Alicia Keys will be hosting the Grammys.
This girl is on fire.
Ugh, good vibes.
She's
love her so
likeable.
Much. She's like, so great.
She's one of those people that is effortlessly likable, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's not like she goes and tries too hard. Everything
nope.
she does seems natural. She's not obnoxious when she tries to be funny. It's really like she's
genuine.
Unique. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
We had the blessing. Sorry, Chelsea, what were you saying?
No, go ahead.
No, we had the blessing of interviewing her like 3 times when I was in New York. And this is when you realize somebody's genuine. She's the same person when we're not recording an interview or on camera or in front of an audience as she is when she's off the stage. And she's just one of those people, like, you don't want the interview to end because she just makes you feel good about life.
Absolutely.
You know, so good for her.
It's really sweet. She posted a video of her actually getting the call and finding out she's hosting. She's super excited about it. And it's really cute. She actually, you see her walking into her kitchen and telling her kids basically that, you know, she's hosting the Grammys. And they're, like, perplexed about it. It's really cute.
I am going to host the Grammys.
What?
What's the Grammys?
Did you say say the grannies?
Yeah.
Who is that? Like, grandma?
Yeah, exactly, right? They knew it was a big deal, but they're like, hold up, though. Like, what is the granny?
Exactly. But it's really cool. She's won a total of 15 Grammys, so she's super excited. And here's her kind of talking about getting the honor.
I know what it feels like to be on that stage, and I know what it feels like to be proud of the work that you've put in and to be recognized for it. And I just feel grateful that I'm able to bring that light and that energy. I feel like it's the perfect opportunity for me to give the light back, lift people up, especially all the young women that are nominated.
Good stuff. Good. Yeah, so Grammys go down February 10th, so something to look forward to, definitely.
Hoping she's doing it. She's like, I remember winning this next award.
Again, every time she presents.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I won this one too. It's really, they're going to love it.
This week I reported that Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are finally, or officially engaged, not finally, because it was only a year of dating, less
like,
than a year of dating.
Oh, what's taking so long? Get your divorce done and then get proposed to somebody.
But everyone kind of this week has been waiting to see what Chris's ex, Anna Faris, has to say about it, because they literally just finalized their divorce last October. So it was recent.
Well, she's willing to say exactly what she thinks. Like, that's kind of her brand.
Exactly.
It's funny because his is not that. And she was always putting him on blast when they were married on her podcast in a funny way. But he's not that guy who just, you know, spills too many secrets.
Exactly. So here's what she had to say about her ex-husband's engagement.
Sweet Chris, my ex, got engaged to Katherine today. And I'm so happy for them. Chris texted me this morning and he was like, I proposed to Katherine last night, and I was like, that's amazing. And I texted him back, like, just want to remind you, I'm an ordained minister.
Yes.
And I do want to congratulate Chris and Katherine.
That is so mature.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a sign of a woman that's glad that man is no longer in her life. Not just
right. No, it's a sign that it's a sign that they weren't telling us everything. Because to be that happy to move on so quickly, right?
Well, it's interesting. Do you wonder, because to be the first, there's got to be a little part of her that's like bummed that she's not the first to get remarried, right? Like, I feel like it seems like she is genuinely happy, and she's dating someone else now, cinematographer Michael Barrett. But like, I still feel like there has to be a little thing in yours. Like, oh, man.
Man, I pray my ex makes that mistake again. Go for it.
Yeah.
Get on it, girl. What are you waiting for?
She beat you to having a baby with somebody.
She can beat me to every life step. Right? I am totally happy right now.
But that didn't go so well for her, unfortunately.
No, it did not. So keep on making those mistakes.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Oh, we should do that. Brian should become an ordained minister and then propose that to his ex. If she gets married again.
Yeah, that'd be
totally.
Bad news.
You officiate that.
That's right. I'll turn it into a party. Who's doing cake stands?
Sunflower, Post Malone, Sway Lee on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy hump day. $1,000 coming your way at 7:10. You're halfway to the weekend. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us on 97.1 Amp Radio. 7:04 right now. We've been through two rounds of rain. The third round coming in this afternoon into tonight and tomorrow. And then we're free for the weekend, all right? So hanging on in there, familia. $1,000 coming your way in less than 6 minutes. Your chance to win coming up, all right? But right about now, I want to catch up with you. I don't know if you guys saw this trending on social media or not, but it's about an ad campaign that blew up the internet yesterday because basically calling out toxic male behavior. Men behaving badly, end it, holding us accountable for our bad behavior. And it's Gillette Razors, right? Their slogan for many years has been the best a man can get. Listen to the ad campaign. And what surprised me the most is people are pissed off about it. Check this out.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off, making the same old excuses. But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
And there will be no going back. We believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool, not cool.
Some already are. In ways big and small.
I am strong.
I am strong.
But some is not enough. Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Love that line. Mm-hmm. The boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow, therefore holding us older men accountable for the actions that we're taking and setting a better example for the younger generation.
Right, not to pass on those misconceptions of masculinity. I think a lot of the backlash I saw, I think is from people who don't understand they're not being targeted. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. the masculinity, I think you got to change the way you look at it. It's not like, oh, I'm a big, tough old guy. I'm a provider. I'm doing this. It's a lot of the mindset of you can still be masculine and also not objectify women, mm-hmm. treat, you know, be a jerk, treat people yeah. like trash, bully people. Like, it's not about being tough. It's about being like a leader.
Let me give you an example. Piers Morgan. Right? TV host, news anchor. He went off on this ad.
Oh, gosh.
And he tweeted this, right? I've used Gillette razors my entire life, but this absurd virtual signaling PC guff may drive me away to a company less eager to fuel the current pathetic global assault on masculinity. Let boys be damn boys.
Wow.
Let men be damn men. My whole situation with this is like, yo, it's calling out men that are not respecting women.
Exactly.
Or anybody.
It's not demonizing anyone.
Why are you getting mad? If you're not doing that, mm-hmm. it's like the suit is laid out and Piers Morgan just went and put it on. Like, mm-hmm. if it's not for you, then don't put it on, bro.
I think it's incredibly woke. I think it's a positive message to fathers, to right? young boys, to everyone. And the fact that this male brand is supporting the Me Too movement is so incredibly powerful. Right. Like, I like what they were doing. When I saw it, I got a little emotional. And then when I read the comments, like, I was appalled right? by some of the things these people are saying. I think one comment I did really appreciate, and I think that it's like a mom responded saying, look, I'm struggling with raising my young preteen right now. What are the messages I need to get across to him in regards to the Me Too movement? And she's like, thank you for this ad. Thank you. This supports right. kind of what I want to instill in him moving forward. And I think that right there, you know, I think it's great. I think that ad is so powerful.
The one of the biggest ways that us men can be more masculine is being a father to our kids.
Mm-hmm. Sure. A lot of
single moms are listening right now. And it's challenging. Although you are superheroes and you're amazing, but it is challenging to teach a young boy how to be a man when there's no father figure around. Not impossible, but challenging. And studies after studies after studies show that the reason why young men behave badly in many ways, right, whether it be gangbanging or assaulting people, etc., you'll see a common denominator to many is a missing father. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a father to a beautiful daughter. She's 2 years of age and another baby on the way. And I want to thank you men that are raising great young men that my daughter one day will hopefully marry,
right.
you know? And I know that I'm raising her to know what a man should be like by the way I treat her mother mm-hmm. and the way I treat my mom. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully we can lead by example. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with this ad campaign, man. Well, major props to Gillette. And if you're one of those dudes like, I'm protesting, I'm going to grow a beard and never shave again.
Whatever.
Take a seat.
The other thing, too, is that I hate people who come at this PC culture like it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, PC culture is not a bad thing. It's about being aware of other people's feelings. And yeah. people like Piers Morgan is like, oh, this damn PC culture. It's like, you're so lazy. You're a lazy human. It's lazy to take the standpoint of like, well, I'm not wrong. You're too sensitive. Why don't you listen for a second and find out what the other side is saying, especially when you're teaching young kids that, hey, man, it's not masculine to be a jerk and offend people. It's masculine to listen to somebody, sit down, be a leader, and find out exactly why it hurts them.
And let's be honest, it's kind of genius marketing, because how many times do you text your girlfriend or your wife and you're like, hey, babe, you're at the store. Yeah. Can you pick me up some razors?
Gillette!
So you better believe all those women are going to go for Gillette.
Well, not Piers Morgan.
Well,
get me anything except Gillette. Just get me a machete. Well, I'm so masculine.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm shaved with a hatchet axe. I'm a man.
Just FYI, guys. There's nothing wrong with being a decent human being. Just throwing it out.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, ready to interpret your dreams or nightmares, whatever it is. We've all been there, man. You wake up from this crazy ass dream. You're trying to connect it. What does it mean for my life? We're here to help. I let you know what it means according to St. Google. Brian lets you know according to whatever's floating in his brain at the moment.
Gut reaction.
And Chelsea breaks it down for you according to your zodiac sign, because she loves all that.
Sure do.
Allie from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for reaching out, Allie. Break it down. Did you have a dream or a nightmare, and what was it?
I had a freaking nightmare.
Uh-oh.
So I had a dream that I got pregnant. By my ex.
And this is, I take it because it's a nightmare, it's not an ex that you would like to be having a baby with.
Absolutely not. Not only did I get pregnant by my ex, but when I actually had the baby, The baby came out as a baby, but he had his face, like his actual grown man face.
Oh, hell no.
Whoa.
That must have hurt to give birth.
Gave birth to Benjamin Buttons.
Exactly.
Wow.
I woke up like in a panic attack mode, like sweating profusely, like, oh my God, checking down there to make sure nothing came out.
All right. So according to saying Google, this means you finally got your ex, who's a big ass baby, out of your life.
Wow.
That's what it means.
Ooh, okay.
Not just playing. That's just what I think it is.
Oh, geez, man. That sounded pretty legit.
Like, all right.
St. Google doesn't break it down like that. St. Google says this, having a dream about a pregnancy with an ex-boyfriend or ex-husband means that there are still very strong feelings left there. Mm. Whether it's negative or positive, it's up to you. Also, it can mean that you're still holding a lot of resentment inside of you, and there's a need for you to release it or give birth, let those feelings get out.
Okay.
Like, that dream means that you have been hitting the snooze button on your biological clock for so many years that your body's like, we need a baby. And I don't even care if it's that ex that we hate and he comes out looking like a damn grown man. Stop hitting the snooze button on me. No, I'm sorry.
She's like, thanks, Brian. That's what I need to hear this
you
morning.
You told me I'm old.
Chelsea, break it down according to her zodiac. Allie, what is your sign?
So I am a Virgo.
Okay. By any chance, is your birthday, does it fall on September 4th or plus or minus 3 days?
Acumen.
Minus 3 days, September the 1st.
So here's what's interesting right now. So basically the sun is rotating in your Capricorn sun, which means you are going to be feeling extra vibrations right now.
Oh, that Capricorn sun. Watch out. That Capricorn sun's so vibration-y.
I think what's happening is you're going through this thing where you're kind of fearing the future. Something's holding you back, but I really think it's a very positive thing for you right now. I think something big is afoot this month regarding your career. Oh. You may receive a promotion or a new job offer, start your own business. Good things are on the horizon.
There you go. Huh. All kinds of women listening right now are like, yo, man, I need to have that dream right there. Giving birth to my ex so my career can go up.
Well, I mean, one of my girlfriends, she did speak to me recently about maybe starting a business together.
What?
And I've been pushing it off. Like, I mean, she's a great person. She's skilled in everything she does, and we mesh well. But I guess I'm a little afraid to take that leap.
Oh, my gosh.
Girlfriends, that's what I have to say to
when
you.
When that Capricorn sun is shining, you just take it.
The universe has spoken.
You got to do things like this where, you know, you make decisions based on faith and not on fear.
Exactly.
And in this situation, based on the Capricorn sun and the vibration.
A lot of vibration.
My astrology zone vibes that I'm feeling.
There you go. So there you go, Allie. Anything else that we said resonate with you, whether it be your biological clock being on snooze or you having some resentment toward your ex?
I do definitely resent him. I can say that. I hate his guts.
I hate his guts.
That biological clock thing, I think I can hold off a little bit longer on that.
She hit the snooze again.
Hey,
I can't blame her.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
You got a little break on the rain right now, and we're going to head into the last round of rain coming in this afternoon, into tonight, into tomorrow, and the weekend should be beautiful and sunny, all right? So hang in there, familia. I also have a very important update for you real quick, because I know you couldn't sleep. You were thinking about this so much. Like, oh my gosh, is Edgar's daughter, Ariela, finally saying casa instead of caca? You know, I know that was stressing you out, so I have an update for you. Yesterday, we shared that with you, that I'm teaching her some Espanol. And when I was teaching her casa, which means home, for some reason, she can't pronounce the S in casa. So she was just saying caca. She's never used that word
which
before.
Just poop.
We don't use it anywhere. We use popo. You know, it's a cuter way of saying it. And guys, yesterday I got home. I was determined. I got home. She gave me a cute little kiss. And then this happened. Ariela, estamos en la casa. No. Casa.
Casa.
There it is, yeah. Bravo!
She did it. Big
did
victory.
It.
Moving on up.
I gotta be honest, man. I kind of like her saying caca.
Can she go back?
That makes me happy. Next time I see her, I'm gonna whisper to her. No, it's not casa. It's caca.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Uncle Brian. I appreciate that. All right, coming up next, we have the exit interview. If you've ever been dumped before, that sucks. But what sucks even more is when you don't know the real reason behind it. So what do? We call your ex and find out the truth behind why you broke up. Details coming up next.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Yes.
Right about now, we're trying to help out one of our listeners, Tom from Orange County. He got dumped. Tom, thank you for reaching out to us, bro. We're about to do the exit interview on your ex. You were with her for about 4 months. We want to know more intel about it, but she's already agreed to be on with us, and we're going to do a survey to see, you know, where things went wrong and how you can become a better boyfriend in the future, bro. What is the reasoning she gave you for breaking up?
I mean, like you said, we've been dating for about 4 months, and she's a senior at college. And her excuse was that she's really bogged down with studies and finals and stuff like that. I'm just not buying it, man. I felt like we had a great connection. We had great conversation. She's an awesome listener. I mean, I told her stuff that I didn't tell anybody else, and we just seemed to really vibe with each other.
Let's be honest. If people say, oh, I'm just too busy right now. Oh, hey, you can have your space, but we don't need to end this. Finals are going to be done soon, and then we can get back to what we're doing if you need a little time to, you know, focus on you.
Chels, were you ever too busy in college to date a dude?
No. Like, if I... That is the go-to excuse if you just want to break up with a guy and you don't want to hurt his feelings. Like, I'm sorry, but it's true. If you really like someone, you'll make time for them. You'll make it work.
It's not like you guys had a bunch of drama, right?
No, I mean, no drama at all.
Interesting.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk to your ex, Olivia, and ask her our exit interview survey questions and see how she answers. Now, remember this, bro. You won't be able to speak during the survey because we're not trying to set up any confrontations or anything like that, man. We just really want to know and listen how you can become a better boyfriend and what went wrong, all right?
Okay, cool.
Was it really college?
Is she even in college?
Yes. What's the truth?
Or is it just another man?
Dun, dun, dun.
We'll find out coming up next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're in the middle of the exit interview. I'm sure you've been in the situation in the past and it absolutely sucks. Somebody breaks up with you. They give you some BS reason why the relationship should end, but you know that's not the reality. So we help you find the true answers behind that. We have our listener, Tom. He dated his girlfriend, Olivia, for 4 months. He says everything was great. He had never had a connection like this with another woman before.
He told her things that he never told anybody else.
He said there was no drama either. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like they were fighting leading up to the breakup at all.
The only excuse that she said was the reason why they broke up is because she was starting her last semester in college and she needed to focus on school.
Which is total BS. We all know that.
So, Tom, are you there?
What up?
All right, so Olivia knows that we reached out to her and she agreed to do the survey on one condition, bro. You can't speak while we ask her the questions because we're not trying to ambush anybody.
All right, cool.
Just listen, and that way we find out what went wrong and how you can become a better boyfriend in the future. All right, bro?
All right.
All right, cool. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being a good sport about this and trying to help out Tom. It's really nice of you.
Okay.
And I'm she's like, where's this going?
And I'm glad you're not so busy in college.
Oh, come on. She's busy.
No, that's a low blow, Edgar. Come
on. All right, my bad. How trustworthy of a boyfriend was Tom when you were with him?
I would say a 9.
9 out of 10?
9 out of 10, yeah. I didn't have any issues. I didn't think he was cheating on me or anything like that.
What about in the looks department? How attractive is he?
He is extremely attractive. He's probably one of the best looking guys I've ever dated.
Oh, wow. High marks in that department.
And you traded him in for finals, huh? Compared to your exes, how would he rank in regards to romance?
I would give him a 5.
Whoa, that's... out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens sometimes. Super hot people just think all they got to do is lay there. You know what I mean? My face is doing all the work right now. I don't got to do anything.
Or they're just selfish.
It's true.
Well, he was super selfish. Let's just say he never returned the favor. I wasn't too happy about that.
Oh, my gosh. That's a cardinal sin right there. All right. Last but not least, what advice can you give Tom on how he can improve as a boyfriend in the future?
I think that he should learn how not to be so self-centered. You know, we would talk about different things and every conversation that we had would end up being about him. I could tell him about something going on in my day and he'd turn around and say, oh yeah, that happened to me. And then it became a whole conversation about him and there was no focus on me. Honestly, I think in the 4 months that we were together, I don't think that he retained any kind of information about me, anything.
Well, That's a bit extreme.
I'm being real. And to be perfectly honest with you, I truly don't even want to talk to him because he's probably going to turn this all about him anyway. But I feel like if you were to ask him, like, things about me that we've definitely discussed, he would not be able to answer it. Like, for instance, if you were to ask him what school I go to, what my favorite color was, even, like, when's my birthday? Like,
okay, let's give him a shot. Tom, what college does your ex Olivia go to?
Definitely Cal State.
There's a lot of those.
You seriously don't know what college she goes to, bro?
No, I'm 99.9% sure it's Cal State.
Mm-mm. Yeah, there's lots of those, though, bro. Like, Cal Poly Pomona, there's Fullerton.
Okay, well.
Wow. Olivia, which one do you go to?
I go to Northridge.
All right, fantastic.
So, what's Olivia's birthday? I gotta ask him all the questions, because now I'm curious.
Her birthday.
We celebrated it, so he should know it.
We celebrated it.
So, like, I don't really care about that kind of stuff, man.
I'm important to you, then you should know those things, because I know your birthday. It's March 16th.
She got you there.
Well, I guess we figured out why this didn't work.
Tom, I don't know if you figured it out yet or not, but it's not because she's too busy. You really didn't pay any attention to her, didn't care about what was going on in her life, bro.
Well, I mean, to be honest, this isn't really fair to me. Like, she had time to prepare all of these questions. I didn't have any time to prepare for the answers.
Wait.
Tom, it takes no preparation for Olivia to ask you, when was my birthday? What school do I go to?
He didn't have time to study for Olivia midterms, all right?
Oh my gosh.
Olivia, thank you for being a good sport. We see the reasoning behind you peacing out.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Tom, on a serious note, man, hopefully it can help you grow.
That's right.
And, you know, when you're in a relationship, other people like to be thought of as important as well.
Oh, man. I appreciate it, guys.
Man, I don't want to sound like a broken or scratched record, but I'm telling you.
You're going to say, date someone like me.
why like me?
She's a giver.
I just know what you're going to say. This is not my opinion, but you're going to say, someone who's not as attractive.
Abstract face. Yeah. Who's a giver, not a taker.
Exactly.
Let's ask our listeners. Your experience in dating, whether it be guys or girls, whatever, aren't more attractive people more selfish? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS. I'm telling you, Chelsea, you've dated a lot of attractive men, and how's it gone?
You know.
Listen, I like to state for the record, my girlfriend's the most beautiful person I've ever dated, and she's very unselfish. So there.
877-971-HITS. Break it down. Kim from Torrance, good morning.
Good morning.
Kim, would you agree with me that more attractive people are way more selfish than, let's say, abstract-looking folk like myself?
Most definitely they are.
Confirmed. In your experience, right? And how's that affected your dating life?
Well, for me, I don't care because I'm never going to date anyone that's busted.
Yeah, girl, get it.
Wow. She's like, I don't care if they work harder. I'll make a good-looking person work up to my standards. I'm not going to date a hard-working, busted dude.
That's right.
All right, Kim, so you know they're more selfish, but you don't care because looks matter more than the way they treat you.
Definitely.
All right.
Keeping it real.
She's like, yo, I got to leave the house with him, too. I don't want people judging.
Chels, I'm trying to help people out here.
I know.
But you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't help if they don't want the help.
You just got to find that unicorn, you know, that one that is really good looking but is also a giver. I haven't found him yet. I'm still single, but I trust that he is out there.
And when you do find him, don't let any girl know. Until you marry them.
But he's the worst.
Kim, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great week.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Charlie from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
Charlie, thanks for hanging out with us. Are more attractive people way more selfish in relationships, yes or no?
1,000%.
Yes, is that what you're saying?
Are you the attractive person that's selfish, or you've dated one?
So, okay, I've actually dated someone. So, okay, like, I don't think that I'm, like, not attractive, but I dated someone that was much hotter than I am.
And you had to try harder in that one, right?
Yeah, like, he would not text me for, like, take him, like, a day or two to get back to me, and he would just reply with just, like, a selfie of him and his abs. Like, that was supposed to make it all better.
You got yourself an F-boy. No.
But also, he knows exactly how to get you not to be mad at him. Like, oh, damn, I forgot about those.
Can you imagine me with my pants on my belly sending that text on Web Janet when I mess up on something? Yo, babe, but check this out.
Selfie in the mirror.
Hold on a second, though. Don't if someone's good-looking, as an if you're an abstract looking person, don't you want them to be lazy? You got to have an advantage somewhere. If all good looking people, like the hottest people on the planet, also were really nice people, you'd never have a shot.
Oh,
they're leaving the door. Everyone's got to have flaws somewhere.
I never would have had a shot with my wife.
That's right. If good looking dudes were trying harder, see, they left the door.
They opened the lane for
me. Actually, they're being better to you.
They left the lane open for funny guys. That's what it is.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Charlie, love you, girl. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Carmen from Long Beach. You don't agree with the statement that more attractive people are selfish.
No, I don't actually. I've met a few people in my life that are not selfish. And actually, my boyfriend that I'm dating now, he's really good looking and he's not selfish.
Oh, well, there you go. They are out there, Chelsea, but Carmen found the one.
Man, does he have any friends, brothers?
Yeah, he has brothers that are single.
Okay.
Unicorns exist, I guess, is what we're hearing right now, is hot, nice people. Mm-hmm.
Carmen, thank you so much for calling in and standing up for attractive people. They've had such a rough life.
We've just been taking a beating today.
I'm glad Carmen called in to back you up, Brian. What are our texts saying, man?
We got one. Christina from Whittier says, pretty people are obligated and feel like they don't need to do anything because you're lucky that they're with you. Ugly people are blessed and willing to listen to everything you say because they're just happy to have scored you.
I agree with that, except for the ugly. I prefer, again, abstract looking
people.
We
know. You're all about seeing the glass half full of ugly. Okay, here we go. This is Destiny. Oh, gosh, I agree totally. I just ended it with someone who was a 10 out of 10 on looks. So attractive and tall, but let me tell y'all, he was selfish AF. Everything was about him and his life. Then I had to stop reading the text because she goes on to rip him in the bedroom and some of his biological features.
Whoa!
So let's just say she really turned it up at the end of that text.
Our next topic coming up, are more attractive
do they have smaller?
Can
never
we
mind.
Please?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
So lots of drama surrounding the Super Bowl halftime show. Travis Scott specifically has caught a lot of flack for signing up to perform during the Super Bowl halftime show amidst, of course, the NFL's controversy with Colin Kaepernick. But a report has come out claiming that Travis actually reached out to Colin before accepting the performance in order to get his blessing. The report says he talked it out and there's a mutual respect and understanding between the two of them. But here's kind of where the drama is coming in today, and we're actually watching it kind of unfold. It's kind of all happened within the last hour. Colin's friends and his girlfriend are calling Travis and his team out, basically saying he never reached out to Colin.
He never consulted.
Right. Never did. Ebro Darden, who's a Hot 97 radio host, who works very closely with Kaepernick's girlfriend, Nessa, tweeted out, "Cap did not approve this BS. Get the F out of here." Then Cap's girlfriend tweeted, "Facts, Ebro. They need to stop lying." She also then put a second tweet out that was attached to a report which read, "There's no mutual respect and there's no understanding for anyone working against Kaepernick. Period. Stop lying." And Kaepernick did retweet both Ebro's and his girlfriend's tweet.
Which is ostensibly endorsing like these statements. And the Variety article says that it was kind of vague, but it wasn't so much that Kaepernick was like, "You do you." It was that they came to a mutual respect and understanding for everyone needing to voice themselves in the way they so choose on the issue. But even then, Kaepernick's camp is saying that didn't happen.
And I think the issue here is a lot of people feel like if people like Cardi B and Rihanna, quote unquote, have not crossed the picket line, you know, from this boycott, if you will, to perform at the Super Bowl, but Travis Scott did because, you know, the NFL is going to donate $500,000 towards a good cause, but now saying, "Hey, I've consulted with Kaepernick, and it's good to go." That's where the issue lies. Mm-hmm. You know, like, did he consult or not? Did he just say he consulted because he started feeling the heat and people are saying, like, "Yo, why are you performing at the Super Bowl? Are you not with, you know, the movement or not?" You know what I'm saying? But now saying that he did, or his team stating that's the issue
Like he signed off on it. I think the couple things about it is I completely understand people saying don't perform, an artist saying I won't perform. Understand that. This is a very heated issue. It's been made one by our president and by a lot of different people. Why don't we let Travis Scott and Big Boy, because he's getting it now too from Outkast, if they want to go up there and make a statement, a political statement or statement that they want to make artistically, why don't we let them do, if they say they want to perform, let's let them do that before we crush them. Because, that is a profound moment and the whole world watching to do something, right? The other thing too is that there is a lot the backlash, I think sometimes is unwarranted because we're not all boycotting the NFL. You know, like, why, if Travis Scott chooses to perform,
How is that any different than if you're someone who doesn't, who believes in Kaepernick is right and has a right to kneel and that the NFL is keeping him out on purpose, then why are you tuning into games too? You know, there's like a little bit of like kind of hypocrisy in that sense where we hold Travis Scott to a standard that we may not hold ourselves to.
So now what we're waiting, as Chelsea was saying, is as this is unfolding, how will Travis Scott and his team and Big Boy and his team respond to these allegations, if you will, and the drama that's going on? And of course, can they not use this platform to further Cap's message?
Yeah, if that is even a thing.
Yeah, you know? And well, that's interesting, too. There's a petition circulating right now where obviously everyone wants, you know, Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy to take a knee during the performance. But is that, you know, I've also heard that...
Perform from their knees?
Will take a knee at some point. Have a moment at some point during their performance. Like, but it's like... We also know, and we've heard that the NFL is very, they're very specific about what they want, how they want you to perform, what songs they want you to perform. It's very, it seems like they're
once
very
it's
strict
live,
about
it's live.
That, you know?
You know what sucks about this, man? It just continues to contribute to how divided our country is.
Yeah.
And keeping that narrative of dividing. Are you on this side or that side? And if you're on that side, I can't believe. And I, if you're on that side, well, I can't, how could you? We can't. You know what I'm saying? And that's what sucks, man, that it's all this is ripping us apart.
And ultimately, it's like the goal that I think, I truly believe everybody wants the same thing, which is a society where everyone is treated fairly based on who they are, not any physical characteristics, not where they come from, not those things. But at the end of the day, it's like these people signing these petitions to go after Big Boy and Travis Scott. Are you going to not watch the Super Bowl? You don't want them to perform? I would say you're going to watch the Super Bowl. So what's more important, them boycotting or you boycotting, if that's your belief?
So that's going to be interesting to see how it folds out, Chelsea.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys updated. Yeah. I'm sure I'll have an update for you tomorrow because obviously Travis and his team are going to come out and say something, and I'm sure, well, I don't know. We'll see if Kaepernick does. Who knows? He likes to just retweet.
So I can also see Big Boy being like, it's my hometown. Yeah. I don't care about your hate. I'm just doing my thing.
Exactly. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you for hanging out with us. In less than 5 minutes, a chance for you to win another $1,000. Remember, hooking up with an Instagram 10 times a day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. once an hour. All right, so stay tuned for your chance on that. Right about now, though, we need your advice on this. How do you handle a situation where a coworker of yours has major beef with your significant other? Like, how do you negotiate that situation? Do you 100% always have your significant other's back, even if they're in the wrong? How do you deal and continue working with that person? We bring this up because my boy Brian right here is dealing with the situation. He has to see this guy face-to-face tonight at a comedy show. And what's crazier is that the drama happened, what was it, 3 years ago, bro?
Over three years ago.
So break it down, and how do you think Brian should handle this situation?
All right, so what happened was, and I wasn't even sure this was still a problem. It's at the Townhouse in Venice. It's tonight at 9 o'clock. Anyone's welcome to go, all right? Come down, because it could get weird. I'm not really sure. I haven't seen this guy in 3.5 years. What happened was 3.5 years ago, I did a show. My ex-wife took offense to something he said on stage, and then she took it to Instagram. Because she has, you know, she had been a little bit famous in the UK, so she has a following, and she has, and that's how she expresses herself.
Right.
So she takes it to Instagram. What she said was unfair, and she kind of misheard this comedian. So then I was in the middle of him being mad at her. He wanted me to take her to take it down, and I told him, like, yo, dude, like, that's her stuff. I can't just go in there and be like, delete it, bah.
Right.
You know, when I say delete, you delete.
That's yeah, not that's the kind not of relationship. How it works. Right. I'm sure he's probably single right now because he thinks he can just tell a girl what to do.
True. Right. And you can, and like in a marriage, you always have to negotiate, like, hey, this is my comedy career, and that's important to me, but I'm married right now, and I need to maintain though that relationship too, because the last thing I want to do is have this argument about my comedy show carry on into every part of my life where 6 months later I'm still fighting about it, right?
Right.
So I did my best. I had them both on him on the phone. This is 3 years ago. And we talked through it, and I said, hey, what you heard was what you heard. That wasn't what he said. That was a misunderstanding.
You were mediating the situation.
Mediating. Mm-hmm. And got after about a half hour, she agreed to take it down.
All right, that's dope.
Boom, great. Problem solved. Mm-hmm. I move on with my life. I assume nothing's wrong. He is still upset.
Side note, you then, you know, eventually get divorced.
Yep, she goes her separate way, I go mine. And I forgot this even happened because I thought we resolved the whole situation. I thought I did the best I could to mediate and maintain all the relationships. Everyone goes on their merry way. He's very upset with me still. And so he starts firing at me on Facebook to a point where, like, I wasn't even sure I was going to go to the show tonight.
And that's all because you have this show this week. So that's why it's all kind of coming back to the surface.
So what is he saying, though? What did he bring up?
Basically, he was saying, like, I should have intervened harder. I should have been in his corner a little more. Oof. And I'm trying to say, like, yo, man, when you're married, you really got to protect that relationship. Mm-hmm. And then it was, hey, you know what? You should be thankful that I didn't sue your ex for defamation and slander. Drama. And I'm like, whoa. Why are we rehashing this? To a point where it's like, you should have been thankful. I should have been thankful. I told him, hey, man, I'm sorry that happened. I'm sorry that situation went down the way it went down. But I'm glad we resolved it. Everybody was fine. Nobody is going to have their lives or careers hurt from this. So the thing for me is, I love comedy. But I'm a very, like, in the moment, have a good time comedian. We tried to resolve this over message. And the last message I got was, be thankful I didn't make this a big problem for you 3 years ago. And
he's threatening you now.
He's just telling me to be thankful for something that never happened.
Yeah, and I think the thing that's really hard with this situation is you're dealing with an irrational person. Nothing you're going to say to him at this point, I feel like, is going to... He obviously has a hard time dropping things. Nothing you're going to say to him is going to make it better.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel like my advice to you is, like, you just need to go and do you tonight and, like, not give in to the negativity. Don't fight with him. Just, like, do your own thing. You know what I mean?
He wants to guilt trip you into inviting him on our show to do comedy.
I'd rather just talk about the whole situation in the passive aggressive.
So, where's the show tonight?
The show is at Townhouse in Venice Beach. It's an awesome show. The lineup is amazing. It's 9 o'clock. I am a little bit I'm just a little concerned about how, I don't know what his involvement is. I don't know if he's hosting or if he's just on the show. And when you're a host, you get an intro and an outro for a comic. So it's like, intro could be like, hey, this is Brian, he's funny. Yeah. I do my set. Outro could be like, bam, 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 bam. Like, so I don't know. I'm going to record both intros and outros tonight.
If you need some backup, I got some homies in Santa Ana, bro.
I don't need anybody rolling up. I know how our Aunt Pammy
does it. Some Raiders fans, are we good? Bro, listen, this is what you do. You go there, you crush it out of the park, and then you kind of point at him if there are some listeners that are at the show, and then they don't laugh during his set, and then you're good to go.
Just play dirty.
Just play.
I just think, like, I would love to hear from people who have had those situations, because that is so tricky to navigate work environment, significant other, so that everybody moves forward where you don't have weirdness and everyone can be productive.
Mm-hmm. It's tough, man. Of course, at all moments in time, like, your significant other, especially if you're married, you're going to have their back first and foremost, you know? 877-971-HITS, call or text. How do you handle a situation when your coworker is beefing with your significant other? And what advice do you have for Brian for him to see this guy tonight face to face? What if this guy starts talking some smack? What would you do?
Run.
877-971-HITS. Chris from Wilmington, good morning.
Morning.
Bro, what's your advice for Brian, and how would you handle beef between a significant other and a coworker?
Hey, at the time his girl was his girl, he had to back his girl up. Mm-hmm. You know, if this guy wants to make it into a problem, he needs to squash it. He's a comic. Make it happen.
What do you think Brian should do if he does, like, approach him tonight and he's kind of nasty?
Hey, be nasty back.
Rip it. He's saying rip it, man.
That's the mature thing to do right there.
I love that. And, you know, he actually knows me well, because that's probably what my instinct will be.
Chris, appreciate you calling, man. Do you want some free passes to this comedy show to have Brian's back?
Come on down. 9 o'clock, Townhouse in Venice.
All right, good looking out.
All right, there you go, bro. We'll have an update tomorrow. Miguel from Compton, good morning.
Morning.
Demon of Miguel, how do you handle a situation, bro, when there's beef between your significant other and a homie of yours, a coworker?
Well, basically how I handled it was, you know, I see the coworker every day. It's not like, you know, it's going to go away. And I see my significant other every day, you know?
Okay. So they're equal on that.
So I talked to my significant other, said, you know what, might be friends. He's my boy. You don't have to be friends with him. I'm not asking you to be friends with him.
That's a good point. That sounds so rational. Hey, you don't got to be friends. We can do our own thing.
I'm not asking you to be friends with him. I'm just asking you to respect my friendship with him. And then I talked to my boy, and, you know, I told him basically the same thing. You know, you might not like her, might not like what she does or who she is, but, you know, that's who I'm with. You know, I'm not with her anymore, but at the time...
I know, I'm not either. That's the funny part. I'm not either. I don't know why I'm still doing it.
That's awesome.
Brian, you should just go up to your coworker or your boy today and be like, listen, man, you were right.
Yeah,
she was
right,
crazy.
Yeah. Right.
She was crazy. She's not all there. You're right, bro. My bad.
Exactly.
Miguel, I appreciate you calling in and breaking it down in such an amazing way, bro.
Level-headed vibe. I like it.
That's how you got to be, man. Level-headed.
That's it, bro. Love you, Miguel. Have a great week, bro.
You too, man. Enjoy the show. Bye.
Will do, man. What are our techs saying, Brian? right.
We got one from Summer in Santa Ana. First off, Cowboys all the way. Call us, not them Raider fans, if you need backup.
Yeah, because the Cowboys right now are mad bitter. They lost to the Rams. They're like, we want to release some stress.
Yeah, they got time on their hands. If it was resolved, then why worry about it now? If he still thinks it's a problem, then let him have the problem himself. You don't need to get involved in that. He's the one with the problem.
That's so true.
For the 310, honestly, I think you should just be the bigger person. Let him hold on to his grudges while you continue to grow and flourish. That's from Ariel in San Pedro.
Hey, I think on Real Talk, you go up to him today and you're like, hey, man, if he brings it up, right? If not, then just
do my show. Just do my set.
But if he brings it up, just like, all right, man, let's be real. What do you want me to do about it today?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right now, what can I do for us to move forward? Like, what is it? It happened 3 years ago. And I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then just move on from there, bro, you know? And just roll it out. I love what one of our listeners texted in. It's his issue, so don't let it become yours and, like, rob your joy.
It's been hard to keep my ego out of it, too, because I'm like, you know, don't tell me to be thankful that you didn't do it. And then I'm like, what are you doing?
It's not about that.
Yeah.
Just tell your jokes, man. Life's too short for any of that nonsense.
Yeah, it's all good. So tomorrow on this time, we'll have an update to see what really went down.
And I'm taping it. I'm taping the audio. We will find out.
That's good. That's not illegal at all when you have that conversation with him. Just tape it.
I'll have to look into that.
Right before the conversation, like, hey, I'm recording this for
quality insurance
purposes.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Good morning to you. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us, giving us another day to do what we love. We got the Dopest Moment Award going out right now to our listener, Charlie from L.A. She started to crack us up earlier this morning when she called in to confirm that attractive people are extremely selfish in relationships. Listen to what happened with her. Charlie, thanks for hanging out with us. Are more attractive people way more selfish in relationships, yes or no?
1,000%.
Are you the attractive person that's selfish, or you've dated one?
So, okay, like, I don't think that I'm, like, not attractive, but I dated someone that was much hotter than I am.
And you had to try harder in that one, right?
Yeah, like, he would not text me for, like, take him, like, a day or two to get back to me. And he would just reply with just like a selfie of him and his abs. Like, that was supposed to make it all better.
You got, you got yourself an F boy. No.
But also, he knows exactly how to get you not to be mad at him. You're like, oh, damn, I forgot about those.
Can you imagine me with my pants on my belly sending that text to my wife, Janet, when I mess up on something? Yo, babe, but check this out. But although it's hilarious, I wonder what that life would be like, man. Just to like, your apology is sending a picture of your abs, and then everything's fine.
I mean,
sounds lonely.
It's a principle of supply and demand. When you're in higher demand, you don't really have to work. If you aren't in high demand, you got to work for it a little bit. And I put it on. Listen, if you have a hot dude and you're letting him be lazy, don't.
Right?
Make him put in the shape. Work.
Chelsea, whip him in the shape.
Yeah.
Don't let him just lay there.
That's the goal.
She's like, let me find one real quick, then I'll put him in the shape. Yes, Ortiz, coming up next, taking over your radio. Remember, you get a chance at winning $1,000 once an hour from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. here with us, okay? Your next chance to win is at 10:10 this morning. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Let's go.
I want to.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.